With ready-built units and fully serviced sites, no wonder London's moving our way. Call Eileen Bilton in Warrington Runcorn, the nation's most central location.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Work, feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Red Rebel Radio. This week, a lot more chipper, not just because Swampy's found his gong, but also because we're recording this at a normal time of day. It's 11 o'clock UK time on a Friday. Boom! And today we're here to bring you a preview for tomorrow's FA Trophy tie between FC United and Runcorn Linnets. And joining me now down the other end of the phone, banging his gong, it's Swampy. Hello, Swampy. How are you?
Good morning, Ben, and good morning, radio listener. I'm actually not too bad today. It's day seven. Day six, I do apologise, since last time we spoke. And this is the first day I haven't coughed or... Indeed, here we go. I'm about to cough. Can you believe it? No, I haven't sneezed yet. I've been in bed all week. It's not been the best of the weeks, but I'm fighting fit. And the thing that got me through the week, well, what was it? Well, obviously, it was FC Radio.
That's right.
Oh, FC Radio. Not the commentary. Not the commentary, no, but FC Radio. Some great shows on there, Ben. You want to have a listen. You know, they put the FC Live firmly in their place. I mean, you know, all you need to do is listen to Hidden Gems, and that's it. You know, listen to you on a continuous loop. Superb. I'm not too bad. Good. Nice to hear from you, anyway.
Hey, oh, it's lovely.
And the gong is back. That is correct.
That is good. Don't overuse it, though, will you? Before we get to the Runcorn Linnets match on Saturday, just a quick mention for last Saturday. You've seen the highlights back. What do you take from that 3-0 draw, if I can ask in that kind of Robert Peston way?
Well, I've done my facts check. .co.uk in very small letters. What is definitely factual is that Neil Reynolds does never, ever need to run down the line like Jose Mourinho again.
I quite liked it. I thought it suited the mood of the game.
Answer the question. Right. You're not a presenter on question time. Deciding to ask a question, and then when you get the answer you don't like, all of a sudden butt in.
I'm assuming, by the way, you didn't see last night's where a guy who's on over £80,000 a year didn't know he was in the top 5% of earners, which was quite...
No, Ben, yeah. Again, there you go, you see. I'm going to have to start fact-checking you. .co.uk, very small letters. Of course I watched it. But, from the game perspective, I thought... FC dominated most of the play, second half especially. The first 20 minutes, outstanding. Their first goal was a little bit dubious. There was a ball bounces up, hits the player in the hand. Without that, he can't control it. They go on and score the goal. Their second goal, quite clearly, Dodd is impeded. There's no question about it. And people will say, well, they have said, oh, well, he's gone down softly. But when you're running at pace and someone puts his arm across you, anyone knows the momentum takes you down. And the thing is, he got straight back up to try and rectify the situation. The referee got it wrong. I'm not sure. Was the assistant referee on that side?
It was right in front of him.
In that case, I mean, even worse, because the referee's not got the best of angles, probably, but the assistant referee certainly has. And the third goal, Well, it was from a throw-in. It could have dealt with it slightly better, but you can't take away, A, their second goal for the finish and for their third goal for their finish, because that ball got flicked over the head of most of the FC players. He was onto it like a flash, and he didn't even think about it. He just launched it, and it was the surprise of the shot that beat the goalkeeper, and it went right across him to the other corner of the goal, and it was a superb goal. In reflection, FC dominated possession and really should have wrapped it up with 2-0 up. But those are the games that we can talk about for years to come. And 3-3, I suppose, is a little bit disappointing for FC. But again, the run continues, still undefeated, and only a matter of seconds away from a victory. But they'll take that this time of the season. Don't lose your away games and win at home. You know, that'll get you into the playoffs.
And obviously no league game this week at all since that game. But there was an interesting game on Tuesday night in the Integro League Cup first round. Incidentally, FC United have now been drawn at home to Sheffield FC, the oldest football club in the world, believe it or not, against one of the youngest clubs in the world. But to get to that game, we had to beat Glossop, and it was a storming game, Swamper. Very, very odd and strange, and high tension and high drama and all kinds of stuff. That's high.
Well, Glossop's high actually as well, isn't it? When you say strange game, what do you mean by a strange game? You mean the fact that we were 2-0 down and not playing?
Yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily strange, is it?
All right. Well, pick your own word then. Ridiculous.
It was a game of football where FC came out in the first half and they're probably a little bit complacent, backs against the wall initially, thinking that they were going to easily win the game, realised it was tougher than they thought, and found themselves 2-0 down at half time. This is where real management comes into the fore, and he changed it around a little bit, and FC came out. And it's interesting, you know, he brought on centre-forwards, or a centre-forward and a centre-midfield player, and it was a defender that scores. But again, it shows for me it was good management. Possibly should have won it in 90 minutes, but then you've got the thrill of penalties, which I find tedious, to say the very, very least. It's the hardest thing in the world to commentate on. Was it ABB or BAA this time, Ben, or is it just ABAB?
ABAB, it was old school Swamper, and the way we like it here on FC Radio.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, you see. I mean, they're trying to, you know, really make the penalty shootout something interesting by doing ABB than BAA, but ABAB, that's the way to go. Or BABABABA, I suppose. No, good result in the end, through to the next round. As you say, Sheffield FC, that'll be an entertaining afternoon of football at Broadhurst Park. And we're through to the next round, which is excellent. And we're firing on all cylinders in all our local competitions.
That's right. And we should say, on the same day on Tuesday, when that game took place against Glossop, it was announced that Luke Griffiths became the second contracted player of this season's squad. And that's deserved, and I think warranted as well.
He's gone to Warrington already, did you say?
I said warranted.
I think it's very, very much deserved. He is a player of talent, quality. He is a player that I've enjoyed watching since day one at FC United of Manchester. He really, really has impressed me week in, week out. I think he's a player that I've been giving eights and nines to. It's been difficult not to give him man of the match on many occasions. He gets his foot in there if he needs to. His work rate is tremendous. His partnership with the skipper is absolutely outstanding. And, you know, they complement each other so, so well. There are clubs looking at him. There's no question about that. He's only a young kid. I think it was the right move.
Yes, absolutely. Right, let's talk about on the pitch then. Runcorn Linnets on Saturday in the FA Trophy. Next up is the first round proper, where it starts to get really, really, really interesting. And we're on our way back to Torquay, everybody.
You just jinxed that, haven't you?
And I have, yeah. Runcorn Linnets, I don't think we've ever played them in a competitive game. I know we played them in pre-season. We've covered the Women's Team Cup finals at the Millbank Stadium. But this is the first time that the men's team's gone there, I think.
It is, yeah. It's going to be a test. You know, they're They're going to be right up for it. They're a supporter-owned club. They work on a cooperative basis. And, you know, it's a small ground. They've been around since 2006, I think, haven't they, as a club? And, you know, they're as young in reality as the new formation anyway, because obviously the trials and tribulations of Runcorn are well known. There are two teams in the town, and Runcorn Linnets are one of those now, and as I say, it's going to be tough for quite a number of XFC players in the team. Dylan Forth, XFC United goalkeeper. You've got the McCarthy. You've got Adam Gilchrist. You've got also McCarthy's brother plays there. So, you know, there's a number of players that I want to prove themselves, let's say, tomorrow in the game. And, you know, a centre forward who's got a lot to prove to those SC supporters will be trying to put the nail in the coffin tomorrow against FC United, both in Gilchrist to a degree, but more McCarthy, I think. And it's going to be a good game because, you know, they've all got qualities, the players from Runcorn, and it should be a very, very interesting game. And it's a small ground, lots of supporters there tomorrow. I know they're pulling out all the stops to make sure FC United supporters are made to feel very welcome, and equally there's no ground segregation. I don't think you could actually get the ground, to be honest, because therefore you'd lose quite a bit of space. So it should be an interesting game. As you say, there's a big prize at the end of it, isn't there, Ben? Very big prize.
Yeah, very big prize. And just to let everyone know, it's a bit like Skelmersdale, the setup. There's a little main stand in the middle of the pitch. The bar's behind one of the goals, and there's a little mini terrace behind that goal as well, and there's a little bus stop on the other side of along the other side of the pitch. So that gives you a little bit of a flavour of where we're going.
Oh yeah, you make it visualize
it.
And also, if you do get lost, Ben, on the way, because obviously it's important.
Oh, roundabout central. What? Carry on.
Well, you've got roundabout central, but you will need to if anyone gets lost on the way, or basically they've run out of credit on the phone, all you need to do is phone Eileen Bilton on Warrington Runcorn 39591. They'll be able to sort out all your needs. Did you know, Ben, that Warrington Runcorn is the UK's most central location? And everyone from London in the 1980s was moving there. Every single person was moving there.
Well, I'm not surprised, Swampert, because the motto of the town is Nevem Mercibus Implere.
Ben, hold on.
Sorry.
You've done it again, haven't you? You've done it again. I think we know each other too well. It's Nevem Mercibus. Nevem Mercibus Implere. Which, and as you rightly say, yes, Ben, it means, yes. Let's do it together. It means fill the ship
with goods.
Yes.
Yeah. That ship. By the way, we said ship, just in case it didn't come across.
Have you been to Runcorn?
I have, yes. I've been to Runcorn along one of their three bridges they've got. They've got three bridges, Swampy, spanning the River Mersey and the Ship Canal.
Not the Silver Jubilee Bridge,
chance. Not just that, but Mersey Gateway as well. The new boy in town.
And don't forget the Runcorn Railway Bridge, Ben.
Yes, and the other thing that Runcorn's got, which I always loved, as a child driving down the M56, Preston Brook, always one of them places where I go, I must go there one day. I've never been, but I've always thought Preston Brook sounds lovely, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Yeah. They've got a big water tower there, it's interesting that we both have basically picked the two strange. I mean, to be honest, I didn't actually start researching this program until actually we started it, and those are the things I came up with. You know, it's interesting. It's uncanny, that, but it's uncanny.
Very uncanny. We should say as well, if the match is a bit boring tomorrow, or you do get lost around one of the roundabouts and you go, sod it, I can't be bothered. Well, stick around, because in Runcorn, there's plenty of things to do. Lots of attractions, including the Norton Priory Museum and their lovely gardens.
I think they're closed tomorrow because New Mills are at home, aren't they?
Oh.
So I think with New Mills being at home tomorrow, I think the Norton family have to close the
Priory.
What's the word? The Priory, yes. So therefore, I'm afraid that's a no-no tomorrow, Ben. That's a no-no.
There's lots of other things to do as well if the Norton Primary Museum and Gardens are closed and you're into sniffing flowers and walking around gardens and that kind of thing. There's also the Runcorn Hill Park Local Nature Reserve, which sounds delightful, as well as Wig Island Community Park. Swampy, you big fan of Wig Island?
Oh yes. It's my favourite place to go. I normally go there on, well, not on a Monday, not on a Wednesday. I normally go there on a toupee.
That's rubbish.
Oh, dear.
Where's your gong? Where's your gong?
Let's do that again then, Ben.
Do we have to?
I don't normally go there on a Monday. Certainly not on a Wednesday. Thursdays are out. What I prefer to do is then go on a toupee. The wig music. Ah, you see the wig park. You see what I've done there, kids? Wig park. Oh, anyway. Yeah, it's a lovely place though, Ben. If you haven't been, I suggest you go there before the game. If it's a bit boring, perhaps nip out at half time, have a walk around, come back, and what more could one want on a Saturday afternoon in Runcorn?
I'll tell you what more.
What?
The Holton Miniature Railway. Yes!
Oh.
I love a good miniature railway. There's bizarrely as well, the eighth most popular thing to do in Runcorn is cross the Mersey Gateway Bridge.
It's the view that accompanies the bridge. It's not necessarily just the bridge, Ben, and there is a beautiful view.
What, don't you have to pay to cross the bridge as well?
I think you have to pay in a vehicle. I think if you are a pedestrian, I think basically you can walk across for free. I can't see them charging pedestrians.
Well, do check Twitter. Do check the Mersey Gateway Bridge website before setting off on Saturday to cross that bridge on foot. Just to make sure. Fact check it. And make sure it's a legitimate fact check website. Always read the small print.
.co.uk small letters.
If you do meet someone who looks a bit like Michael Gove explaining to you that it is free, best double check. If you do see someone who looks a bit like Michael Gove on that bridge, you can just turn left and go towards the Runcorn Ski Centre, which is a ski centre in Runcorn. What more do you want?
Why would Michael Gove be on the Mersey Gateway Bridge?
Always be wary. It's election time. There's lots of politicians campaigning and that kind of thing.
It's been a safe Labour seat since 1997, Ben.
Oh, now you've said it.
Mr. Twigg. I can't see Michael Gove. I mean, I can. But carry on. He may well be there. He may not be there. I think what you've done, Ben, is you've given good advice. Mm. If he is indeed there, turn left. Mm.
Turn left.
Well, it depends. You don't want to turn directly left, because if you did, you'd probably just fall off the bridge.
Well,
let's not get into politics, yeah. Because when you've got a ski centre in Runcorn, politics don't come into it, do they?
No,
I mean,
they
it's
don't.
Just all about the skiing.
Because we're during an election campaign, I do need to highlight the fact that you don't have to turn left, you can turn right as well. But if you do turn right, you're probably heading to an industrial estate, which I don't think has that many attractions. We're nearly done with the show, Swampy. There's not too long left of this week's show. Just before we wrap up and have your closing thoughts about what we can expect on Saturday, other than a bit of skiing and taking a trip on a miniature railway, what song would you like to close out the show with?
I'd like... who knows, Ben? I've not really thought of it again. I do, just quickly, Linnets. I mean, there's not many football clubs called Linnets, are there? Around the country, it's a relatively uncommon name for football clubs. Run called Linnets, and do you know, Ben, what is? I mean, I generally don't know this. What's their badge?
I don't know. I know. Just to say, I think the only other team that we played called Linnets was Kings Lynn. I think they're called the Linnets. I think.
That's their nickname, though, isn't it? They're not actually called Kings Lynn Linnets, are they?
No. That'd be a silly name, wouldn't it? That's that Edward Woodward. Ridiculous.
Well, yes, and well, in fact, to be honest, we should have asked him, because Edward Woodward would have Woodward. Linnets, because Linnets is it's a small bird. It belongs to the finch family. So I'm wondering if they've got a.
We nearly got
a
through the whole show without mentioning birds. When are you going to have a day off, blimey?
Well, the word linnet comes from the Latin linen, and the linen flaxseed, and flaxseed is what linnets, the small finch, actually eats, and therefore that comes from the Latin linen, and that's where you get the name linnet for the bird. You've also got linnet clough in Mellor, just out in Greater Manchester, just outside Marple, which is one of the Europe's largest cub and scouting camps.
Really?
As well, yes. Oh. So there you go. But music-wise, I don't know, Ben. I can't do anything political, can we? No, we can't. Just give me a second and we can pause the show here.
While you're talking, I've got the badge in front of me and I'm gonna walk you through what it looks like to me. And it's a black lion with a crown on holding a shield. That shield, incidentally, going off the Wikipedia page for Runcorn, is the Baron of Holton's crest, which is obviously applicable to the town of Runcorn. And it's a green and gold wreath around it thing, like banner thing around it. Then there's a bigger shield below that with a boat on it, which one can only assume is to do with that ship we mentioned earlier. And we did say ship, just to clarify.
So what we're saying is basically absolutely no reference at all to birds.
No, there's no bird on it. Is that a bird?
So your job tomorrow then, Ben, is to find out why they're called. Because I'm trying to look it up, but I couldn't find it. Why they're called Runcorn linnets? Why they have the word linnets in their name? It would be interesting to know.
Sorry to interrupt. The actual badge itself is pretty much the coat of arms of Runcorn. I just needed to scroll down a bit further, except they're in green and gold colour rather than blue and red and yellow. So that would have saved a lot of time if it just said that.
Well, I think we need the birdie song then, don't we?
Birdie song.
Should we finish with the birdie song?
If you want. Do you want to say... No, let's not do that, Swampy. That's just silly.
Oh, okay. We won't do that then, Ben.
The Trashmen. The bird by the Trashmen. That would work. Surfing bird. Surfing bird, isn't it?
Everybody's heard about the bird.
We'll end on that.
Everybody's heard about... Pardon?
Well, then we can end on that if you want. I like that song.
As we've been talking about birds, I suppose we could. We haven't even talked politics, Ben, on an amazing week. An amazing week of politics and lies and fact-checking and people being found out. So, I mean, I think my favourite quote of the week was, "This is dystopian." Well, it's going to be an interesting other week in politics. It's going to be an interesting week at FC United of Manchester.
Yes.
Big game. Big game, yes. Tomorrow, Runcorn, linnets. Don't forget to find out what linnets actually is applicable in their form. We know what it is now in our form. We know it's a small bird, part of the finch family, that likes to eat flaxseed, which comes from the Latin linen, hence the name of the bird. Good luck to FC tomorrow. Good luck to the radio commentary team. Don't forget, tune in to FC Live. Union St. Giles are all the way to the borders of the Netherlands on Saturday evening. So I'll be probably listening to FC in transit as I make my way on about three or four trains. And the great thing is, Ben, I'm on three or four trains. But you know what they do with the weekend here in Europe?
What?
They actually find the cheapest ticket for you. And if you get the wrong ticket, it tells you, no, you require a weekend ticket because it's 50% cheaper, and it automatically gives you that ticket.
Wow. And the other thing is as well, you're going that close to the Dutch border. I'm assuming you're going to have to take your passport and queue at the border to get towards the ground, I'd imagine. Or do you not have to do that where you live?
Shangham, Ben.
Oh, don't swear. Don't swear. Anyway, right, so that is the end of this week's Red Rebel Radio. A big thank you to Swampy for joining us. Swampy, closing thoughts, and then we're on our way. Bye. Go on.
Oh, you said bye. Well, I can do a closing thought when you said bye.
No, I'm saying bye to you. So I don't have to cut you off. You could end the show. I'm giving you full scope to end the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Ben. Well, again, let's see if FC United can get themselves into the first round proper of the FA Trophy, a big tough encounter against Runcorn Linnets. A number of ex-FC United players will be up against FC, and also FC United of Manchester in Aaron Morris, ex-FC Runcorn Linnets, Ben, I believe.
Mm.
That's correct, isn't it?
Is that how you're ending the show?
Is that right? Am I doing that?
No, you are right. Yeah, we got him from Runcorn Linnets, yes.
But look, good game, enjoyable football. FC United for me tomorrow. Let's go out and get a result. Let's win that game. Let's get to the first round proper. And then it's on to the business of the league. And, you know, we've got some big games coming up and a big, big winter programme. But until next week, please, 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 if you haven't registered to vote, you've only got a few more days to do so. Register to vote. Until next week, enjoy. And here is a great song.
The Trashmen, Swampies, the Trashmen.
No, I'm saying here is a great song. And here is a great song.
The Trashmen, isn't it?
I know, but it sounds better going, and here is a song.
Unless you want the Cramps version. We can play the Cramps version if you want. You want the Trashmen version. Trashmen.
We'll have the Cramps version.
No, we'll play the Trashmen version.
Oh, we'll play the Trashmen. Play them both, Ben. Play them both. Anyway.
Bye.
And here is a song.
Rubbish. Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
This is FCUM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.